Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Yes, so we're looking at Mr. Lemkes. I have one extra segment here if anybody wants. Whatever. Okay, always before this, we really should, we should look at the promotion, please, because, here, for sure, it's going to make a difference. So first of all, just in clarity, but also, I think this, we should go first to Parshas Pinchas, which is odd, but we should go first to Parshas Pinchas. You'll see why. So it's, I'm going to start from over here at the end. The paragraph that begins with the Asher L'Chodesh, Pasuk Zayin, Perek Chavtes. Here the Torah says, "The Asher L'Chodesh Hashvi'i Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh Yihyeh Lachem, V'im Yisim Esav Shazeichem, Kom L'Chalot Ta'atu." Okay, so this is typical of the introduction of each of the Yom Tovim, as Rosh Hashanah, for example, Mikra Kodesh Yihyeh Lachem, Melacha, Trua. So here, Yinui. And then Melacha. So he cries, "Tem Ola L'Hashem Rech Nechach." So this is the Musaf. So the Musaf is an Ola. What is it going to be? Par Ben Bakar Echad. That's number one. A Par. Ayel Echad. And a Ram. Kvasim B'nei Shana Shiva. And seven Kvasim that are a year old. That are unblemished. Okay. And then Mincha. Okay, whatever it is. That's the formula. And then Seir Izim Echad Echatas. A goat for a sin offering. Milvad chatas akipurim. This is besides the atonement chatas. This is just the chatas that we're having like every other Yom Tov that seems to have a chatas. Right? So this is the chatas besides the chatas akipurim, which is what you're going to say is that's the one that's Lashem, l'chara, right? When they do the hagrala on Yom Kippur. So look at Rashi. Yeah. Milvad chatas akipurim. Okay. And the pasuk goes on and says, besides that and besides the olos hatamid, says Rashi, umavad olos hatamid, tasu olos olos. So these olos that we describe here are in addition to the olos hatamid. Okay. So you have the regular ola of the daily thing, and you have the chatas of Yom Kippur, and now you have this thing that we're going to call Musaf. Okay. Now we go back to Achrimaz, which is the unusual placement of the Avoda of Yom Kippur. So, so this is, I think I pointed this out, maybe you've noticed it yourself, but this is Baruch Hashem, I was lucky to stumble into, I would say, 40% of the Vilna Gaon, maybe more. I made some diyuk and didn't come to the same conclusions as him because they're outrageous, and only the Gaon can do this. But this parasha is unbelievable. First, the introduction itself. Yidaber Hashem Moshe. So he's going to tell him the dinim of Yom Kippur, right? He's going to tell the whole thing. But it says, Achrei Mel Shnei Bnei Aaron become a son of Hashem Bayamusu. After the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they came close before God, and they died. So, first of all, the pasuk itself is very hard to read. He spoke to them after the death of the two sons of Aaron. When did they die? When they became close before Hashem, and they died? I know, that's what you're just explaining. Right? So, in brief, what I've always understood is that the Torah here is this last phrase is saying that Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of two sons of Aaron, when they died by coming close to Hashem. So it's not like the cover some of Hashem by Yamusud. When they were coming close to Hashem and they died, that's the issue that he was addressing over here. So it's not just that the Torah is identifying a place and time, because then it would be redundant. But it's after the death of the two sons of Aaron, the problem was they were getting close to Hashem. So therefore, how do you deal with the fact that by coming close to Hashem they were killed? So does that mean Hashem doesn't want you to get close? Does that mean every time you get close you're going to die? So therefore, and then there is a way to come in. There is a way to come with Nablusim. So it's kind of like it's a reaction to the questions that would be raised by their death having been to cover some to Hashem. But anyway, so Hashem says to Moshe to speak to Aaron that he can't go in any time on the other side of the parochas. He shouldn't go in at any time, and therefore he won't die. Because I kind of like appear or am seen on a cloud over the kaparas. The Zos, with the following, Yavoah Aharon El HaKadosh. Okay, so there's no mention of Yom Kippur here. Okay, that's the Samadna. It doesn't say the Asar LaKadosh HaShri'i, you know, Tanus Nashasechem, Yom Kippurim Yehelachem, nothing like that. It just says, this is how you should come in. And he goes on and describes the whole thing, where we'll go through it in a minute, but then all the way, Pesach Chaf Tes, finally, you know, it's only because we already think we know what we're talking about, we're not in suspense. But in Pesach Chaf Tes, 29 sukkim later, it says, this should be an eternal statute. Okay, so then he's going to get kapara. It's just a mudna way of introducing the halakha of Yom Kippur, and not telling you that I'm telling you about Yom Kippur. It's not in the context of the Mo'adim. It's Achrei Moshe Ben Aaron. And it's and only at the end it says there should be this thing that I just described to you should be a law. It's not even do this when. It's like I just described you a whole thing, and this should be what you should do on Yom Kippur. So the Gra says, and I'm not doing full justice to it. The Gra says that this is wow. This week you're here. And maybe you should be here there. It was a meeting this week.
Yeah, you know, I just walked over.
I just called your wife back.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she asked to remind you that she...
Yes, I just called her back and I told her I'm going to share, and I was going to say that your husband should be up, but I'm sure he won't be. I didn't say that.
No, I told her I was going to share, that's why. I called to remind him.
I guess. Anyway, it's good.
Yeah, just a little...
Yeah. You're doing the chumash and not the
mitzvah. But I mean, if you look at the parts of the parashah today, kind of the way... It's also
gross,
like Pesach,
I mean,
it kind of gives you the exact...
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think it's Samadna?
Oh, no, it's Samadna. Yeah. I mean, it definitely doesn't make any sense. I guess there are minds, ideas, the introduction. You don't just...
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So we're...
I think it's not necessarily totally unique, because it's not in the context of regular parts of...
Moadim.
Mm-hmm. It stands out.
I'm just saying, in the beginning of your days, I was already telling you that you're getting into, this is going to be a special month. That's true. On the other hand, they're almost living through it, and he's telling them how to get ready for the Gula. It's not a kasha. It's an observation. It's certainly the only avoda of any yomtov that is described without telling you what it's telling you till the end, right? Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're noticing in Achim Mitzvah about Yom Kippur, because we're about to do Mem Ches and Mem Ches. Yeah. So the Gra says that there's a chiddush here. He said has other kashas also. The chiddush here is that the Torah is not telling you the avodah of Yom Kippur specifically. The Torah is telling you that Aaron HaKohen is allowed to go l'fnai v'lifnim whenever he wants, as long as he does this avodah. Aaron HaKohen can come in at any time he wants with these kavanas, as long as he does like this. Right? This was Zos Aaron El Kodesh. This is how Aaron shall enter, whenever he wants. Right? And also, I want you to know, you have to do this in Yom Kippur. Right? So, it's like, the chiddush of the pasuk, so to speak, the point of the pasuk, is that if Aaron wants to come in, he can't come in unless he does this. And then if he does this, he's okay. And there's also a dinner in Yom Kippur, you have to do this. Right. So that's, the Gemara answers on other kashas also, why it says iron all the time. It shouldn't be iron, it should be the kohen. Right. The answer is we're talking about iron. We're talking about specifically iron. That iron, that iron can do this at any time.
Only heat, but not future.
Not future kohen gadol. No, only iron. Right. Now, Sparno says...
Wait, what's specific to iron here, though? That doesn't that, apply to other kohen.
That he can go in the Lefnei Elohim any day he wants, as long as he does the avodah of Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he has a price, he has a medrashava, Vayikra, that supports this. Moshe is worried that iron is pushed away, and the most of the price is mashma that his brother is not telling him, okay, I'll give you a Yom Kippur. But like, at any time, it's mashma that Moshe in the price. But there's other things also to go after effort. But the point here is that, not the point, there's also, to add to this, a slightly different thing is, Sarno says that Dafka in the Midbar, you could go in at any time you wanted, because the Hashraz HaShchina in the Midbar was so significant that there you were able to go in at any time you wanted.
You?
The Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
He says Aaron, but he implies that, like Elazar, when Aaron died, also because it was still in the Midbar, because it was not off Aaron, it was off the Midbar. The implication is that any Kohen Gadol in the Midbar. Question would be what would be in the Bayis Shlishi. But anyway, the point is that this thing is structured this way, this parsha. It's also another thing, I think the Gro gets into this. I finally once tracked it down where the Gro says it, and I keep on seeing summaries in the Gro. Actually, what happened was I actually gave a shiur on this, and somebody came to me afterwards and said, it's a Gro, because I suggested this. And yet it's dicey, but I thought it was crazy. I was embarrassed. And then somebody said, no, it's a Gro. So I couldn't find it. I finally found it once. And the Gro... all it gets says that what was the other kasha that he had? So just on top of it. Oh, I can't believe it. The Gemara says that everything in the Avodah and Achrimos is exactly in order except the two things. And so the Gemara, how do we know? Because it says since we have a Kabbalah that's Chamesh Tefilos and Chamesh Kiyar, so therefore we know that if you follow the order of these Sukkim, you're going to miss two Tefillin. The Gemara says that, so you're right, because the Aaron has to go in once just to get the ten. So, and that added two Tefillin, and that's why it adds the ten. But therefore it's out of order. Therefore, it's out of order, right. So the Gro says, so why, the whole thing is in order except for that one thing. Why isn't that? So he says because on Yom Kippur he had to do it in that order because of the Musaf of Yom Kippur and things that he had to do. But because of the five tefillos, because that was the din in Yom Kippur. But on other days, Taka, this is the perfect order. There wasn't five tefillos, and he followed the Seder of Sukkim and Achrimos. The Gro says, the pasuk is exactly perfect. Because it's coming to tell you not only Yom Kippur, but even more significantly, it's coming to tell you the avoda. Coming to tell you the avoda of that Aaron can use at any time he goes. Okay, so all right, fine. I just wanted to mention that we don't have to go through the whole avoda here because it'll take forever. That's number one, and number two is I'm going to take a step there. We just keep the promotion open because we have to reference it. Let's go to Sefer Mitzvot now. Memchas. Positive Mr. Memphis. And first I just want to remind you that the Rambam has already gone through most of the Musafim of the Yom Tovim, and he has told us that each Yom Tov's Musaf is a separate mitzvah. Not that there's one mitzvah to do Musaf whenever there's a Yom Tov, right? But on Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah, on Mashavah is a mitzvah, on Pesach is a mitzvah, on Sukkot is a mitzvah, right? And of course Sukkot became a nice problem because the Musaf changes every day and yet he calls it all one mitzvah, right? So if you're going to say the different Musaf and get different mitzvahs, why does the whole Sukkot with a different mitzvah get one mitzvah? But that's okay. I'm just reminding you of the whole context of Musaf. So Mitzvah Men Zion, for example, okay. And why would we say each one is a separate mitzvah? So we explain because each Musaf has different dinim, right? So it's not that there's a din to give Musaf. There's a din, I'm not going to do it this way, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to do it this way. Okay. So now Mr. Memphis, we're in the middle of the series, and he's going on, he's going to say, efficiency of unlocking the carbon moose of the MSC in the Tishrei. This is the mitzvah that we have to be makir of the carbon moose. That's on the test day. That's what the pasuk means when it says in Pinchas, you shall have an affliction, day of affliction, don't do malacha. So this is the part of the aisle in the seven klesin that we saw in Pinchas. That's the mitzvah of Musaf and Yom Kippur. Okay. So, that's just like every other Yom Tov. We have a mitzvah. And who's the mitzvah on us? Klal Yisrael. How is it done? Of course it has to be done with a kayin. Like every other carbon has to be done with a kayin. But that's a din in how to do a carbon. It's not a din that the kayin has to do it. It's not a din that the kayin has a mitzvah. It's a din in how the carbon gets done. Mitzvah HaMentes, the 49th mitzvah. He.
Are women part of the tonight?
It's not men either. It's Klal Yisrael. So, you know, it's a seaboard. So, yeah. You're right. Right. It's the Klal Yisrael to see to it that it's done. It's the, right? The collective. Yeah.
Okay, so the fact that it's my grandma,
that's
exclude them.
You will. I don't see it.
Whatever.
In other words, how are you mevatel the mitzvah Hashem? How would a person be mevatel the mitzvah? Probably by being mishtatis in the carbon of the seabor, that kind of thing. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's, that may be because they don't have it there with seabor, not because of the mitzvah Hashem. They may not have it there with seabor. I don't know how it works. But I'm just saying that.
Have we talked about like in these types of mitzvahs that are all
just
to get done?
Yeah.
What does that mean for us? Well, my son, how do I?
I don't know. I mean, the living space of a chira. I mean, if you sit around watching the baseball games while they build the Beis Hamikdash, right? So you weren't a status, but the mitzvah got done by Klal Yisrael. L'hamus melech. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and maybe if a person is ma'akev, maybe that's how he's mevatel the mitzvah. If a person holds it back or slows it down, right? There's something like that. I'm serious. I don't know exactly how the getter is in these, but there are many, many mitzvah gurus, you know. So no one person can fulfill it, and nobody can do the kavanas except for kohenim. And it's not a mitzvah on them. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to make sure they get done. Let me turn this off. A new BlackBerry that I don't know how to get it to stop vibrating every time an email comes in. So all day long, I think I'm being called, and it's just that, you know. Anyway. All right. I don't know exactly the getter. Women, I don't know exactly how he's judging it. I don't know how to do that. Well, when the sin of brings it to God.
That's not necessarily that the Yitzhak that we're all being mocked right now. It's just the same thing that we don't have this. It's all our fault.
Yeah, but I did tshuva. It's your fault.
Very, very misguided.
I think that my test is, because he's on a lot of... There's so many layers here. I should be very misguided. Right, exactly. Right. See, I didn't say you did shiva, it's my fault. He should see one of us as a Buddha Sayyam. Okay, so the 49th mitzvah is Shasivanu. Again, if we're going to go with the Rambam clearly in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he holds it to Mitzvah HaKayim Gadol, he says it. Mitzvah Lamed Ches is Shasivah HaKayim Gadol. I'm sorry. Let's go Mitzvah Michas Savitim. Shasivah Shiyakir HaKayim Gadol Koyam Tamim Mitzvah, right? Mitzvah 40. So it's clear, Tzivanu, Tzivanu. So here, Mitzvah 49, this is really interesting, more than the Musaf, because we all know that it's the Kohen Gadol is doing the work on Yom Kippur, right? But here, Shish, Tzivanu, La'asos Avodas Hayom, to perform the Avodas Hayom, Kolomar, Kolal HaKabanas, Rabiduim, the collection, the whole group, the whole general bunch of karbanos and the viduyim, that's where he does the vidui for himself, the vidui for his family, the vidui for Klal Yisrael. Hamesukanim, the Yom Tzom Kippur, which are established, I think he means, Mesukanim, I think he means established, on Yom Tzom Kippur. Kedei sheyechupar bahem kol ha'abanos, in order for them to provide kapara from all the abanos, which means Rambam is clearly grouping all the ones that are kapara related together. Like it says in the pasuk that it's for kapara. That's the chukat olam Asar L'Chodesh HaShvi'i that the Pasuk says in Parshas Achi Moshe B'Yan, it's Pasuk Chavtes, right? Okay, so remember, the chukah, the chlala, that's the chukah, the statutes, the set order, the chukah, the whole package, atzuv abachimus. The iyas varayas yonta kal kula mitzahachas. The Rambam right away is sensing that you're going to say, wait a minute, there's a vidui, there's a power of the kai kayin, there's a power of the there's the azazel, there's different things all day long. So why are you telling me it's one that says the Rambam is saying Varaya, Hayaz Akal Kula Mitzahas, Amr Visapar Kamishmi Kapurin, the Kol Maisa Yomakipurim Amr Al Seder, Hikdin Maisa Chabero, Lazakum. That it says over there in the Mishnah that all the Avodah of Yom Kippur, if you did it out of order, you didn't do it right. You have to do it in a certain order. So therefore you see that it's all one Mitzvah. This is consistent. The way I understand this, the Rambam is really referencing us here to the rule that he gave us in Klal Yudal, in Ikka Yudalas, which is that anytime you have something that different things that are makiv zeh, like sitzes and chelas, so you don't count sitzes and chelas as two different mitzvahs, since you can't have sitzes without chelas, so chelas and sitzes, therefore it's all one thing. So here he's saying, since it's all makiv each other, therefore it's all one package. It's a thing called the Avod of Yom Kippur. The Kriyas Baru, Mr. Tehmi, 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 so this is all explained in Sahas Yama. Okay. So there's a number of things to notice over here. One is that he separates the Avodah from the Musaf, right? Because if you're standing in the Azara on Yom Kippur and you're watching what's going on, you're watching the Kohen Gadol start in the morning and do everything. And he's going to go all the way through and he's going to do the Musaf of Yom Kippur too. So, you know, so if you only knew Mitzvah Mem Tes, you would say, oh, okay, Yom Kippur, there's a Mitzvah Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah and you're watching him do this whole thing and this is the Mitzvah you see. Except that the Rambam already told us in Menches that part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, which happens in a certain order from morning to night, right, is the Makiv Karban Musaf, and that's not part of this mitzvah. So I'm just saying, it's not a kasha, I'm just pointing out that the Rambam is...
It is a kasha. What if you do the Musaf in the wrong order?
Right. Right. Is it, meaning you're saying, is right.
Would that be Makiv?
Right.
If so, then according to what the Rambam says in Menches, then it's...
Right. Except that the Rambam did throw in another story, because the Rambam said the Yom Tov Kippur today she yisufa behem kol ha'avona. The Rambam has a little extra dimension here that he throws in. He doesn't just say all the ones that are ma'akev if you don't do them. He's bringing a raya from the ikur that they're one package. But his definition of the mitzvahs that are mentes are Kedeshu Yisufa Behem Kol Ha'avonah. No, it's not.
It
doesn't really say that. Wow, interesting. In Kinshas, right. It's just like all the other Musaf in one. This day, you should do this kind of a Musaf. There is a Chatas in there, but it says the Pharisees that the Chatas is separate from the Chatas of Kippurim. So the Rambam is saying that the definition of Mentes is the package that provides Kapara. And the proof that they're all one is because if you do them out of Seder, less or lower kun.
Is the Musaf on Yom Kippur a chassid?
No, the Musaf is an Ola and seven chassid. An Ola, a par. Right, a par, an ayel, and seven.
And the Shmei Irim are part of the
Avodah. Right, that's part of Yom Kippur. Right, that's only in the Yikra. And there's a Sir Chatas in the Musaf also, Novad Chatas HaKippurim, besides the Chatas that comes from the Tzuz here. Yeah. So I'm just saying, so I'm pointing out that the Karban Musaf is really a separate mitzvah from the Rambam, even though it went into a Seder that day, and the Kohen Gadol did the whole thing. As a matter of fact, did I have it on the sheet over here from the Rambam in the beginning of... Yeah, let's go through this Rambam for a minute. The Rambam of the very beginning of Hilchos Avodah Shem HaKippurim, Halacha Aleph, and it's more than Halacha. Oh yeah, it's Halacha Aleph and Beis here, right. The Yom HaTzom, I'm sorry, in the second, I'm going to read a few
minutes.
Yeah, we might as well do that too, okay. Yeah, this is the Hakdama, meaning this is the Rambam, you know, where he introduces all the mitzvahs of each section. So the Rambam says, "Hilchos Avodah Shem HaKippurim, mitzvah hatzayachas." Now this is, I'm going to read it the way you think you should read it, but I'm going to prove that I'm reading it wrong. Okay, the he Shiyasa Ma'asa Yom Kippurim Kolal HaSeder. The mitzvah is that he should do the Ma'asa Yom Kippurim entirely in the right order. Kamo the Krukin Eila, the Parsha Eilu, the Parsha Zachimos. I'm sorry. This computer printout is not right. I need to read it to you from the beginning. I'm sorry. It got a little messed up. It's a fascinating computer thing when I copy and paste. For some reason, once every 10 tries, it rearranges the words. I don't know. And then sometimes it won't translate into English. It goes into hieroglyphics, into Hebrew. And I have to click it, and it won't go. I have to go backwards and fool it. It's a whole lot. I don't understand it. I'll read it here. The way it says in Archimedes, Hakarbonas, the Haviduyim, Ushiluach HaSayir, Ushaar HaAvoda. The Karbonas, the confessions, sending out the Sayyir and the rest of the Avoda. Sha'ar HaAvoda. Okay. I don't know what he means by Sha'ar HaAvoda exactly. What gets its own list in his Shor HaKama and what gets Sha'ar HaAvoda. Now, Halacha Aleph. First of all, now, so Husha Yasa Maisa. If it's Yasa Maisa Yom HaKippurim, as he says in the introduction, then we have a problem. Who should do the Maisa? The Kohen Gadol. Obviously. But the Rambam never once said that there's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol to do it. He doesn't say Shigasa Kohen Gadol Maisa. So I believe that this should be read Shigay Asa Maisa.
And the Maisa should be done.
Right. Shigay Asa Maisa. And we can put Kula Laseda, that it should be done on Laseda. I'm pretty sure that's what he really means. Unless you want to make it almost a machlekes between the Sefer and Mitzvahs, where he clearly doesn't say Kohen Gadol, and here where he'd be implying Kohen Gadol. I don't see why we have to do that. All right. Anyway. The Yom HaTzom...
Is
it's absolutely required. It's possible. It's not most of the Avodah is possible for the Kohen Gadol. It's a machlokes. If there's anything in the Kippur that a non-Kohen Gadol. Right. There are many dinim that make the possible carbon that don't turn it into a mitzvah. Right. Okay. Right. All carbonates are possible bizarre after a certain point. Right. Shkita kasha bizarre, but the other Avodah is a kasha bizarre. That doesn't make it a mitzvah to do a kind. The Yom HaTzom, so the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, the Yom HaTzom, Makrivim, Tamid, V'Shachar, the Tamid Ben Harbayim, Kisere Kol Yom V'Yom. So you're going to do the Tamid in the morning and the Tamid in the afternoon, the way you do every day. U'Makrivim Musaf Hayom, and you also do the Musaf, Har, V'Ayil, V'Shiva Kvasim. Right, so by the way, we have to start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 is 11, Kulan Olas, right, the Sira Chatas, 12, Nasa V'chutz, the Sira Chatas, that's part of the Musaf in Pinchas, right, and the Hunechala, that's going to be eaten, because the Chatas is always eaten by the Kohanim, right, so when do they eat it? It's Yom Kippur, so he says they eat it at night. Well, Makriv and Yeshua Musaf, in addition to that, the Makriv, besides the Musaf, Par Ben Bokar L'Chatas. Okay, that's going to be, I guess so. The Hu Amir, because he never mentioned the Par. Yeah, this Par, which Chatas is this going to be? Yeah, I think it's for him. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. The Hu Nisraf, right? The Ayel Olaf. Yishnei Mishal Kohen Gadol, they have to belong to the Kohen Gadol. The ayel habami shel tzibur, ha'om of a parshas achimos, and the ayel that comes not from the Kohen Gadol but from the pot that's mentioned in achimos. What does it mean? It's mentioned in achimos. Let's see the pasuk because okay.
At the
very beginning, yeah. And when does he do that aisle? I don't know if it mentions it here. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Yeah, okay. Who ha'ayel ha'avar b'chumash ha'pekudim? You hear? Says the Rambam? Because that aisle is the same aisle that is mentioned in b'kudim. This seems to be a machlokes tanaim. So Rambam is paskening that it is, like the Mandamar says, is the same one. It's not another aisle. Like this ayo and achimos that you just pointed out, Matt, either is a new ayo or it's the same one that's mentioned in Pekudim. Okay. Who ayo amos was going to be chlal hamusa? But when you call el ha'am, that's considered the national ayo. Okay. You're also going to bring from the communal pot two goats. Echad karechatas, who are nisraf. So that's the Chatas Hashem and the Elazazar. Should be 15. Let's count again. It better be 15. Yeah. And then...
No.
Mustafa Yom is...
It's nine.
Par Ayel is a question. It's nine is 11. Chatas.
12.
Yeah, then a par, 13.
The Isle of Allah is 14.
14.
The Isle of Amishav Sibor is 15.
Yeah, except that was already mentioned before in the Mutaf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, because that's already mentioned before. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the Dhamma Mutaf.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
And then the snake, the
Irian
being one of them was mentioned before already, or no?
I don't know. The Rambam will count for it. Very good. Okay, so look, Nintu, the Rambam says, it comes out, Kola behemoth hakraven b'yom zechamisha, sir. And now he's going to count for you. Shnei tzmidim, upar, ushnei elim, what's it, two elim? Right. Okay.
And again, he's up here. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. The Shiva Kavas and Kumanolas. The Shnei Sirei Chatas. Echa Nazar Bechutz. The Mechal Erev. The Hashem and Nazar Bechnim. The Nisraf. All together. The Parakon Gadol Lechatas with the Nisraf. Okay, fine. So we have 15. Avodas Kol Chamisha Asar Behemos Elu. Hakrevim Yom Zeh. The avoda of all these 15 that are offered in this day, and right away the Rambam has included karbanas that are given every day of the year, right? The tummy, for example, right? Eina ela the kain gadol levad. All that has to be done with the kain gadol. Okay. Echad kainu mashiach v'shem na mishka o hamaruva v'gadit. Now, I think this means, this is based on the pasuk at the end of Achimosh, where the pasuk says, the pasuk in Achimosh says, Yeah. So I think that means
whoever is the Kohen at that time, basically.
Yeah. Rashi says that pasuk means it's got to be a Kohen Gadol, right? So a Kohen Hashayim Shachoso, anybody who's appointed under Aaron. Okay, so I don't know what the Rambam means. Echad kohen hamashiach v'shem na mishka ol hamaruva v'gadim. That's how it becomes a kohen gadol.
He brings down a gemara.
Right. Very good. So there's another way of becoming a kohen gadol if you don't have v'shem na mishka is the hamaruva v'gadim. Okay. Yom Ha'isa Shabbos, this is very interesting. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Af Musaf Shabbos ain't Makriv Osa El Kohen Gadol. Then the Avodah of Shabbos also has to be done only with the Kohen Gadol. This, by the way, this Rambam is quoted, if I remember correctly, in the Achronis Shereid about the big problem of what happens if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos and you have a Chola Sheyesh Sekan, Sheyesh Gana who has to eat. Does he make Kiddush? Right? So the question is Yom Kippur redefine the Kedusha of Shabbos, and therefore, there's no Kiddush for Yom Kippur. There never was a Kiddush for Yom Kippur, because you're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, you don't make Kiddush, even though you're eating, because you're sick, a person's sick, but he doesn't make Kiddush because it's Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur Shabbos. Yom Kippur has redefined the Kedusha of Shabbos. Or is Yom Kippur one Kedusha and Shabbos, another Kedusha, and on Shabbos you have to make Kiddush. You weren't going to make Kiddush because you're not eating on Yom Kippur. The Shabbos says it didn't Kiddush. Now that you're eating, you have to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush and Shabbos. Or no. So one of the things they bring is this Rambam says, in Ha'isa Shabbos, that's Musa Shabbos. Isn't this din that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah of Shabbos, right? But when Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, all of a sudden it's redefined the Musaf of Shabbos and it requires a Kohen Gadol.
In Musaf, can we say, the reference when I say Kedushas Yom, can we say Mekadesh of Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes, and then that wouldn't that right. really set up the Kedusha Shabbos?
I mean, right, there are other things. There are things that we do when Yom Kippur falls out of Shabbos that we don't do right in right. You know, when Yom Kippur falls out during the week. So according to the Torah, it should be the same regardless
right.
of
the week.
Right, the way all the other points out Shabbos.
Right here, okay, yeah. I mean, listen, because they all died in this whole thing. They went through this. It's a big mistake of learning what to do exactly. We pass with any next Kiddush, by the way. But so that's how the Nisuch of Davening comes out. But I hear your riot. And also, it's not necessarily true that you can bring a riot from Kutchin to, you know, Kutchin may have a totally different din than Kedusha Sayyong itself, because there's, there are different figures that indicate that maybe Kutchin is a different sug, so to speak. So what happens at Kutchin in Kippur Shabbos wouldn't necessarily follow through another din in Kippur Shabbos. But anyway, so I'm just mentioning this. So in Haifa Shabbos, Abmus and Shabbos and the Kibbutz, says the Rambam, you need a kain gadol all together on Yom Kippur, and I don't even care if it's a din or something that would have been done anyway, like the Tamid or Shabbos, it's always going to be the kain gadol. V'chein shara avodah shal yom zeh, kagan haktaras shal kol yom v'hataras haneros. Hakol v'kain gadol, nasui. The nasui part, he's bringing a riot portion. Emma, if you care about dova ad beisel, zu ishtav. So therefore, that pasuk doesn't bring a riot that you need a kain gadol. That pasuk brings a riot they have to be married. So it's got to be the kain gadol nasui. Okay. Alright.
That's the
riot
they have to buy your wife
a house. Probably your thing. Probably you're holding. Okay. Just status. Involved the, as they say, a good Yishuv is how they say in Yiddish. A good Yishuv. Okay. So now, he's no longer a neighbor of mine. You're still a neighbor, you're still an outsider, you're still a holdout on the, you know, on the non-ghetto side, you know. Okay, so now I want to show you over here this Kesef Mishnah, because the Kesef Mishnah introduces a Ritva, uh-oh. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I don't know if it came out right over here, let's see. Let's see, look at the Kesef Mishnah down here. This is the Kesef Mishnah on Halacha Aleph in the realm that we just saw. Yom Tov Makirin Tov and Shacham. The first Bitara Parshas Zachrimos Parshas Pinchas. Nasha Kasta Ba'ayel Abad Mishal Tzibur Hamer Parshas Zachrimos. Who Ha'ayel Amer Parshas Kudim? Perik Balo. It's Daf Ayin. Plutos Rabbi the Rabbi Rav Loz Rav Shimon. It's a Machlekes. Rabbi Savar Echadu. Rabbi holds it's the same one. Rav Loz Rav Shimon Savar. No. Echad Amer Parshas Zachrimos. Echad Amer Chumash Hapikudim. It's a Machlekes. The Pasuk Rabbi the Rambam is passing like Rabbi that it's the same one. Mishum Dalach Rabbi Chavero. So we have a rabbi like Rabbi. We have other Tanaim like Rabbi. That's okay, Mishnah. I don't know why I copied the rabbi. It's probably the next part is the part I really want you to see. So it says the cast of Mishnah right there that Avodah is going on the Rambam. Avodah's call 15 behemoth Elu is done by Kohen Gadol. That's Gemara in Yom Adaf on the days, right? Call of others and we can put him in the chairs El Bakan Gadol. The Masha Kotav, that which the Rambam says, the Echad, Kohen, and Mashal, Vashon, and Mishkab, and the room of Gadim, Hachi Basham, and Perk, Basha, the Hurriyos, Daf Yud Aleph, Hachi Tanya, Hassan, Behedi, Daf Yud Beis. Okay, fine. The Imhai says Shabbos, Afmos says Shabbos, A, Makavos, El Bakan Gadol, the Masha Kotav, the Chayim, Sha'ar, Haktara, Shayom, that is also done by the Chayim, Since, right, that's the Rambam is going to bring that in Halacha Gimel anyway, which is 7 days before he's going to be practicing by doing the Keteris and making the Neris. So from that din that he's practicing to do that, that means because he's going to be doing it on Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Rambam has a raya that not only does he do the Avodah of Yom Kippur, but he does these other things also.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. Because why is he practicing?
The fact that he practices,
So all he's saying is, he's not bringing a raya that the Torah says that. He's just bringing a raya that Taka, that was the case, because why would the Mishnah be describing him practicing if he wasn't? Right. So you're right, though. It doesn't prove that he's higher. It just proves that that's how it was done. Because of Aritva, the Parakamita, and by the way, that's the best right you can get, because the Gemara otherwise doesn't discuss it. So how do you know? So he's saying this, close as the Rambam can get, is that that's how they relate how he was practicing. But you're right, he doesn't bring a puzzle. Because of Arizva Parakamita Yama, here's this is the part I wanted to show you. I'm pretty sure this is a misprint. It's not the Rambam, it's the Ramban. The Shem HaRamban, and the Rizva was part of the Ramban's Talmud. So I can't believe it's the Rambam, because you'll see. The Midaraisa ain chavul b'kohen gadol el b'avodas hayam mamish. Midaraisa, there's no obligation for the kohen gadol to do the avoda except for Yom Kippur's unique avoda. Avo pnimim v'avoda shokol yom ksheres b'kohen hedyot. Avo the mitzvah b'kohen gadol. I guess it means what? Midarabanan? Midaraisa, mitzvah? I don't know. I don't know. The Rosh Kasav, as the Ben Shimshon probably, the Afilu Chumas Hadesh and Shahisa Avodas Laila in Ekser El Kohen Gadol. That seems to be not like the Ramban or whoever he's quoting here, right? But that's Rosh Varaza, that's the Balamar, Ein Paisos Yom Kippurim. Right? There's no pious, there's no Hagrola, there's no lottery to figure out who gets the Ketoros. But he's a kolar, but it's the kohen gadol, because everything was done by him, so there's nothing to compete about. There's no lottery. That was all year long. That's the Mishnah Yoma explaining that why they instituted the lottery all year long. The Taka, not Yom Kippur. Yes. I'm going to go only in the Piyoteim.
Weren't there certain things that were that they auctioned out or whatever that they gave out that required more than one person?
Yeah, like the carrying the Talmud pieces up and things like that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think probably when they say that, the Kohen Gadol did have help that day. That wasn't really an avoda. To carry it up wasn't an avoda. They're right. The Shechita was an avoda, that kind of thing. So anyway, so then he says about Gaonim, and the Gaonim are pre-Rishonim, right? The Gaonim are before the Rishonim. The Gaonim of Piyotayim, is Kiru, Pisces, Yom Kippurim. And we actually have it in our Masr about the pious. So therefore, they were doing some kind of lottery. The Chen Kazav HaRamban, the Sefer HaMachamos, the Afi Yom Kippurim, Hayo Pisces, the Echel Uchumas Adeshen, the Hansheni, Mi Medashim Izdech HaTmimi, the Hamanora, the Nachshire Yavodahem, right? The Nazim, the Kohen Hedges.
The first job, or whatever else.
Yeah.
It went in order, so they didn't know who was going to get Tumas Hadeshen.
No, but what is really left to get? Tumas Hadeshen,
Meiros,
Mei Hadeshen, Avoy Machshei, Avoda. This thing is like, it's so peripheral.
Secondary.
The Avoda, which was obviously very much desired. It's not like they were on stage, like the rock star, the Kohen Gadol, who was the rock star of the day,
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knew what they were doing. It was like behind the scenes.
Yeah. So he wasn't saying about whatever there was here, but the Nats and the Kohen had, this is the Ramban talking, the Siddur HaMarachas, right, the Shnei Gizei Yaitzim, HaKohen Nats and the Kohen had the Shehim Asher Yavada. Fine, so what I'm saying is there's a Machlekes over here, whether or not, it sounds from the Ramban itself, right, that Ramban doesn't say anything about mitzvah or l'chadchila, right? Ramban doesn't say that at all. He says that all the avodas of the day have to be done by Kohen Gadol, and even the mitzvah of Shabbos, if it came out on Shabbos, it has to be that way also, right? So things like this, we're a little bit stuck here if you think about it. How do we explain? What do we just say? We said that the Musaf of Yom Kippur is not considered to be a part of the Avodas Hayom. It's not for Kapara. But it has to be done by Kohen Gadol. But still, it's a separate mitzvah. Why? Because what? Because it's not. It's a Musaf. Right? Okay, so therefore it's a separate mitzvah. But... okay. All right, that works. Okay, but a kohen gadol has to do all the avodah of the day. Okay. And according to the Ritva, what would the Ritva say about the mitzvah for Shabbos? I don't know. Yeah, he says, the midaraisa ain't chol of the kohen gadol, but I'm saying a mamish. He might even say that the tzmidim don't have to be on the kohen gadol. The tzmidim also. No? I would think so. Yeah. So according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that the din of a kohen gadol is not a din in the avodah of him? Yeah, that's the thing. Here's how it goes. If, according to the Rambam, it's not that the avodah of Yom Kippur requires a kohen gadol, because even things that are not the avodah of Yom Kippur require a kohen gadol. It's not an expression, it's not a detail in the avodah of Yom Kippur. Why, right? Now, what I'm struggling with is, why doesn't the Rambam mention anything here about the kohen gadol? In Mem Tes, he doesn't mention the kohen gadol at all. He doesn't mention the kohen gadol. Which means what? So why do you have a kohen gadol do it? Because what? Because the avodah requires it? But it's not really true, because there are things that are not specific to the kippur that also have to be done by the kohen gadol. So what requires it? Not the avodah. It would be the day itself of Yom Kippur requires it. Other language is that the day itself of Yom Kippur would require a kohen gadol, right? According to the Ritva, he says only avodah sayom. According to the Ritva, it would be that the Ritva wouldn't say. He might say that it's a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to do the avodah, right? He doesn't have to say that. He could say that it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to get it done, and the way it's done is after through a kohen gadol, but it's only those things which are avodah sayom, right? He might agree with the Rambam that it's not a mitzvah on the kohen, but the Ritva doesn't require a kohen gadol for everything. So according to Ritva, it's an expression of the avodah sayom, it's the expression of the avodah, of the kabbalah sayom, that makes it that you require a kohen gadol. According to the Rambam, it's going to be the day requires it. Therefore, anything that he does, that's done that day has to be done by a kohen gadol. According to Ritva, it's not anything that has to be done by a kohen gadol. It's not the day itself. It's the avodah. The avodah of Yom Kippur requires a kohen gadol. So now the question is, what would give the Rambam the idea that it's the day itself that requires a kohen gadol? So I remember I spoke this out a few weeks ago. I'm trying to remember the whole thing over here. I spoke this out, I forgot where. We had a kash and I saw a teretz somewhere that went something like this. Remember, you can remind me if you were here. We did it by Michas Chavitim. By Michas Chavitim, we talked this out. The mitzvah earlier there that the kohen gadol has to bring every day, right? And we talked about a kohen hedyot who became a kohen gadol. Okay, so the thing is like this. What's the pshat that you need a kohen gadol Yom Kippur? Is the pshat that a voter requires a kohen gadol? Or is the pshat that there is no other kohen on Yom Kippur? Is the pshat that the kohen gadol is the only kohen there is? Meaning that everybody else is a czar. It's Gemara and Yuma like that. That's what I remember. Do we have a good chance? In other words, if the pshat is that you require a kohen gadol, but there are other kohenim also, so then the avodah of Yom Kippur requires a kohen gadol, but other avodahs could be done by another kohen. Or is the pshat that on Yom Kippur there is no other kohen? It's just on Yom Kippur, everybody else is considered to be a czar. If that's true, so then even things that are not specific to Yom Kippur would require a kohen gadol, right? So that's the issue over here. I think it's a Gemara. That's one of the things. Gemara uses a lesson, I forget what the Gemara is, Gemara uses a lesson that a kind hedget, the Gavi kind gadol, is a czar.
There would be, according to that shot, there would be anything that the go ahead to do on Yom Kippur.
They have no status.
I know a voter, but I have to ask things outside the voter.
Well, put it this way, anything that requires a Kohen any other time would require Dafta Kohen Gadol here, right? So things that wouldn't require a Kohen any other time, so the Kohen, a non-Kohen Gadol could also do that day, but they'd have a Din of the Zohar helping the Kohen, Zohar helping along, right? So the thing is like this. This may be a stretch. I was thinking like this. Remember, I think, Matt, who came in late? Maybe you came in late when we were talking about the Gra. Okay, let's think this through. The Gra says that there's a din that the Kayan Zuddle, that the Iron of Kayan at least, can go in anytime with a Zavoda, right? And there's a din that you have to do this in Yom Kippur. Right? So now I'm thinking that maybe it's true that maybe Lagabi the din of Yom Kippur, it's not a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. That's it. Regarding the avoda of Yom Kippur, it wouldn't work in the Rambam. It wouldn't work in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam clearly has the need of Kohen Gadol for everything. The Rambam holds the need of Kohen. I was going to say that there's a din of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and there's a din of going in the Snaiv and the Snim, getting Rishus to go in the Snaiv and the Snim. Right? So, the Rishus to go in the Snaiv and the Snim, that's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol, right? There's two. In other words, on Yom Kippur, how does the Kohen Gadol get inside? Because those who have run all Kodesh, right? He has to do this certain avoda in order for him to be able to go in. Besides the fact that Klal Yisrael has to get the avoda done, which is not a mitzvah on him, but there's a mitzvah of the Kohen can only go in the Snaiv and the Snim if he does certain things. So Lagabi, the Kohen going in, there's a mitzvah on him to do this avoda. That's like all year long, the Zos Yavoh Aron Ol Kodesh. So even though the Gra is saying this, like this, even though the Gra is saying this only Lagavi Aron HaKayin, but it is still true that any Kohen needs permission to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, right, on Yom Kippur, right, besides the Avoda that Klai Yisrael has, that they have to go through a certain Avoda on Yom Kippur in order to receive atonement, there's also a din that the Kohen Gadol has to be able to go in under the right conditions. Lagavi, the Isra, the Kohen Gadol going in, there's really a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol to do it, right? I'm just saying, the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah in terms of his hetcher to go in, but that's not the mitzvah of the avoda of the day. But that wouldn't explain the Rambam. I'm just saying like this, why does the Rambam and Mitzvah Mentes mention Kohen Gadol? So I'm saying because it's not a din in the avoda. It's a din in the day. And I have a proof to that. The proof that this really works. This part works. Let's go again. Why doesn't the Rambam and Mitzvah Mentes tell me that there's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol to do it? The answer is the Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. It's a mitzvah of Christ so we get the avoda done. One of the dinim is that the Kohen Gadol has to do it. But it's not an expression of the avoda itself that requires the Kohen Gadol. Proof is that non-Yom Kippur specific avodas also require a Kohen Gadol, right? Since the Rambam holds that every avoda on Yom Kippur, including things that are not an expression of Yom Kippur, require a Kohen Gadol, therefore it's the day that requires the Kohen Gadol. It's not the avoda itself of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur that requires the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't say that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoda to Yom, because it's not about some expression of the avoda at all. It's an expression of Yom Kippur itself. Okay, that's the only thing I can say conclusively. That's it. The rest of it, maybe this whole bit of going in, that's I'm stretching it. It's not going to work around that. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link.
Thank you very much.